Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, devastation.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Cliff Inico, author of the eBay Marketing Bible, eBay Sellers Tax and Legal Answer Book, the eBay Business Answer Book. I got 3 eBay books here.
I know. Got a lot of eBay stuff.
How many more are there?
Yeah, well, there's going to be a couple more coming out now. Yeah. eBay's going through some interesting times right now. They just had the big breakup earlier this year. You know, they spun off PayPal.
And the next time you join us, we're going to talk about
what you consider
to be the future of eBay.
Yeah, by then I think we'll have a good sense of where things are going too with that company, because they're definitely changing their strategy in a very interesting way. So,
well, check that out. So here's we've been talking about labor law, employment law, and employment issues between employers who don't do the right thing and employers who haven't done anything wrong that the government just decides to come after. And I think one of the things. If you know, you've heard the term "follow the money."
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see how things are really focused on these labor issues, in my opinion, if you really want to find out whether it's valid or not, follow the unions.
Mm-hmm.
Because if there's any kind of a note or a reference to organizing, see, that's what I think the McDonald's thing is really all about. When they're trying to make employees at the franchisee level become employees of the mothership level, the corporate level, that's all about being able to go to corporate America, corporate McDonald's, and offer organizing all the way down,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
rather than having to go to 10,000 little franchises and organize them individually. That's what
it's about.
There's
no question. I mean, the labor board is extremely pro-union. What they're trying to do, the current board, is they're trying to revitalize unions after a period. I mean, the last 30 years, most unions have taken it on the chin.
But there's no demand. They can't sell their dog food. That's the reason they're down to 6%.
They made the U.S. non-competitive back in the 80s. That's the problem.
That's right.
You know, we have the highest labor costs of any country on earth, and there's only so long that unstable situation.
Plus, the leadership is corrupt and 100% political.
Yeah. Well, it always is. It's always 100% political. That's why we try to stay out of it. What's the famous old prayer? Keep the government. You know, may God bless and keep the government far away from us.
Right. Exactly.
You know, that's the thing. You want to try to keep it as much out of your life as you can. But it's increasingly
difficult. What
else are
you seeing out there?
I'll tell you. It's very interesting. You know, young America is looking at life very differently. The whole support for Bernie Sanders. There was a recent poll, I can't remember who it was, but at the university level, 49% of people identifying as millennials, Gen Y, have a positive view of socialism.
Mm-hmm.
They see socialism
and a majority of them, a negative view of the concept of profit.
Correct. That's exactly right. They see money as evil. If you remember the Lego movie last year about the mm-hmm. Lego kids, the
yep.
Lego statues mm-hmm. that come to life, the enemy in that, the bad guy, was called Mr. Business.
Mm-hmm.
That was his nickname. Now, that is it. There's definitely the message that business and the profit motive and capitalism only leads to empty greed, and that message has been beaten into that generation, and you're seeing it show up politically. You're seeing it in the support for Bernie Sanders.
It's going to have a big impact on the 2016
Senator from Massachusetts, Warren. You know, these people mm-hmm. are heroes to the millennial generation. And, you know, it does not bode well for business because they have not thought through the concept of that everything comes with a cost.
Right.
You know, if you want to have single-payer national health like the British have or Canadians have, that's all well and good, but someone's going to have to pay for that. And it ain't just going to be a handful of billionaires.
Mm-hmm.
That money's going to come out of the middle class tax bucket is where it's going to come from. You're going to see massive tax increases to support those programs. And they don't see that. They don't see it. They just see the benefit of that.
Well, or the indignation towards something like a woman's right to choose, environmental issues. Those are all things, not that we shouldn't care about those things, but as you say, there's two sides to every one of those.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is. Well, part of the problem, I think, is that I hate to say it, the more conservative parties have not taken those issues as seriously as they might have, and I think that's part of the problem. You know, the surest way to get a millennial to listen to you on economic and foreign policy issues is to show that you're at least on board with them mm-hmm. when it comes to the environmental
stuff,
the global warming.
There's a messaging. The Republican Party has a messaging challenge. No question.
Major.
No
major
question
problem.
About it. And even though they probably should win the White House by all other indications in 2016. That messaging problem may prevent them from that.
Very seriously. There's a major leadership problem, and it's showing up now. The party's being shaken to its foundation, and maybe in the long run that's a good thing.
Cliff, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job.
My friend, listen, always have pleasure.
Succeedinginyourbusiness.com. That's his website. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.